Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey!
Hi! Happy Thursday!
Yeah, we're almost there, y'all. We're almost to the weekend. Celebrating National Chili Dog Day.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, the reason only I bring that up is because I saw today was National Cheesecake Day, and I am not a cheesecake guy.
Oh, see, I just don't understand.
And I'm so jealous of people that are cheesecake people. It's like I'm jealous, like how Booker and Sarah are like such, like you guys love wine so much, and just that's your jam. Mm. And it's like you guys enjoy it, and I'm like, oh man, because my problem is I sip too fast with wine, and I just can't enjoy it. And I'm so jealous of that. But I love when people eat like a slice of cheesecake, and they're like, oh my god, that's just so good, and they eat it so slow, and I just don't like it, and I want to like it so bad.
I didn't think I used to like it, and then all of a sudden,
really,
I had one. I'm like, oh yeah, this is awesome. So maybe I've always liked it and just didn't give it enough credit, or maybe my taste buds changed. I don't know, but I love cheesecake. I just never get to have it.
Like it's to the point where one time I was at Cheesecake Factory, and I told the person that was helping us out. They were like, you want a dessert? And I'm like, oh man, I was like, this is weird, but I don't like cheesecake, even though I'm at the Cheesecake Factory, right? So she was super cool and brought out like literally, I mean, maybe this is on the menu or maybe this is something they do, but they brought out like a little sampling of like all, because you know they have like 20,000 different cheesecakes there.
Oh, so she gave you like a little.
Yeah, like a flight. Like you get a flight, like beer wise, like, you know, I got a flight of cheesecake, and I felt so bad because I still didn't like it. And then she's like, did you like one? Which one did you want? I was like, oh, I'll just get the carrot cake.
You can't go wrong with carrot cake. Maybe you can have the chili dog cheesecake.
That's kind of gross,
no?
Dude.
All right.
But I'll have a chili dog for show.
It's also National Father-in-Law Day, so if you are, I don't think any of us have a father-in-law.
Yeah, no, way to bring the room down.
Yeah, wow. How about that? Not one of us has a
that's
father-in-law.
That's so weird. Whoa!
That's really, really weird.
So we've learned in the past, well, we've known for a while that none of us in the room have tattoos.
No tattoos.
And now
no father-in-laws.
Wow.
Some conspiracy.
Bro, I'm telling you, if I like cheesecake, I'd be indulging in that right now, all sad.
I just want to say that, like, I like when Alex says that he can't drink wine because he can't drink slowly, which that's totally your choice. That's not like something you can't not do.
Oh, no, but
that's just him. That's innately him.
Well, I know,
Alex,
but he can try.
No.
He eats and drinks fast. That's why it doesn't make any sense for Alex to eat expensive food, because he just plows it in. It doesn't take time to.
That's a choice.
No.
Right. That's a choice. But that's why he drinks crappy beer, because it doesn't matter.
My window's closed.
The window's closed.
I've changed. My window's closed to change. It's just I know how I am, and it's one
of
those I can't break it, and it's just life. And you know what? It's just life's easier when you know that's who you are.
Good for you.
Yet
Alex,
you still think you can get a 6-pack.
I mean, if I want to, I'm sure I could. I could do anything if you try and if you have the time.
Exactly.
Except changing that, though.
Right. Okay, sure.
You can get a 6-pack.
Beer.
Right, exactly.
6-pack of something from Costco. Yeah.
All right, y'all. Coming up next is one of our favorite games. We love it so much. It's called Think Fast. It's just 2 minutes away.
It's time to think of a game show that starts with a T. If you said Think Fast, you might be a winner. And now, here's the host of Think Fast, Brad Booker.
Hey, thank you so much. How's everybody doing this this morning. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is time for the game we like to call Think Fast. I'll say something like, give me a game show host that begins with the letter B. You can either say Brad or Booker. You'd be right either way. Hey, 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 hey. All right, Alex and Sarah, let's go. Let's play the game we call Think Fast. Sarah, back with a vengeance. After getting destroyed in our first few games by Alex Franco, I believe that we're pretty much tied in this competition.
Feels like it. Feels like it.
I don't know. We're not keeping score, but yeah, I would like to think we're tied.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. I don't want one of us to be ahead of each other.
I feel like Sarah was sleeping for the beginning rounds, and then now she has woken up, and she is performing kung fu on you, Alex.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number one in Think Fast. Name a store you would see at a mall that starts with a W.
Wet Seal. You don't see Wet Seals anymore because they went out of business, but you'll still take that?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't think of another with a W.
Wet Seal's fine. White House, Black Market. I believe those are still around, right?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
They're just the one in Barton Creek Close?
Mm.
Oh, maybe.
Okay.
I said that you would see at a mall, so gotcha. I'm sure it's still around somewhere.
I thought you were going to go my mom's route and say Wilson Leathers.
There you go. Wait,
oh,
is that still around?
No, hell no, it's not still around.
It is.
I remember as a kid. It is?
Totally.
I remember as a kid going with my mom to buy a leather jacket.
Oh, I remember. That was the jam back in the day. Sarah went out of business in 2008.
Hmm.
Name a Tom Cruise movie that starts with R.
Ooh.
Rop gun.
Hang on.
Rush.
You should probably not think out loud because Sarah likes
point,
to steal.
Good point. Good point. Good point. Thank you, sir.
Oh, wait. I should know this.
Oh, my gosh. Not,
guys, come on.
That's a cocktail. Hold on. Oh, man.
Wow, wow, wow.
What's the one with Dustin Hoffman?
Oh, really? You're trying to help out Sarah right now?
No, I'm thinking out loud. I'm sorry.
All right. Three.
Oh, Rain Man.
There you go.
Rain Man.
Definitely need to work on your Tom Cruise movies. All right, here we go. Question number three. The current score is 2-0 for Alex. Name an HGTV star whose name starts with C.
I have not watched HGTV in so long. C? The only person I know is Ty Pennington.
That's not a C. And he's not even on
or
that anymore.
Paige. No, I know. What is the letter again? C?
Oh, my gosh.
Past or present, name an HGTV star whose name starts with C.
Chad. Something.
Wow. Okay.
Who?
How about Waco, you guys?
Who's
with
that?
A C?
Chip Gaines?
Oh! I wasn't thinking of Chip.
All right, a little off
even know
today,
that was on
you guys.
HGTV.
Wow.
Name something you keep in your kitchen that starts with B.
Butter.
Butter.
Boy.
I have to call that a tie because although Alex did get a little quicker than Sarah, do have to factor in the delay a little bit since Sarah is in Round Rock.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll make it
fair.
Fair.
Okay. Here we go. Still 2-0. Alex, name a pet you might own that starts with H.
Horse.
Yes.
Hamster.
Yeah.
3-0. The first 5 is going to win in the game we call Think Fast. Name an Ivy League college that begins with P.
Penn State?
Not Ivy League.
Princeton.
There you go.
It's weird. If I just start yelling, it'll cause you to not think. I was like, give me time. It was a stall tactic
You were close, Sarah. University of Pennsylvania.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's
not Penn
thinking.
State, but the University of Pennsylvania is an Ivy League school. All right, here we go.
Someone listening from Penn State's like, it's Ivy League to me.
Please. Let's get a winner quickly because I'm running out of questions. In the game we call Think Fast, name a Taylor Swift hit that begins with an L.
Lover.
Love Story.
Sarah, yes, you're correct, but Alex did chime in sooner than you did. Current score 4. Sarah, 1.
That's like Sarah naming a NASCAR driver before me. I just named her jam.
Love Story, Look What You Made Me Do. A couple other ones. Here we go. Name a video game you'll see at an arcade that starts with F.
Ugh. Dude.
Alice could take it right now.
An F?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, when's the
Frank
last time I was
Beans.
At Dave & Buster's?
Bready.
Wow.
Fast Cars.
Fahrenheit.
Free.
Three.
Free Willy.
Two.
Dude.
One. Y'all, how about one of my favorite arcade games from back in the day, Frogger?
Oh.
Come on. The game is called Think Fast. Again, Alex could win it all with the correct answer here. Name a Star Wars character that begins with J.
Jabberwocky.
Is that one?
No.
Oh.
Jinx, that kid, that weird one nobody liked. Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, no.
Jar Jar Binks.
Ah! Yeah, there you go. Jar Jar Binks.
Oh,
I was waiting
gosh.
For you to correctly
Bro,
answer.
Bro, I was about to correctly answer, and then she threw out Jar Jar because I was like, it's not Jar Jar.
Alex still leads a pack 4-2-2. Name something you might see during a baseball game that starts with an S.
Saves.
Okay.
Safe.
I was going to say sand.
I will give her that. Save. A save would be when a relief pitcher comes in and saves the game.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking of an actual touch something. Mm. Okay.
Coming down to the wire.
All right.
4-3. The game is called Think Fast. Name a female politician that begins with an A.
Amy Klobuchar.
Who's,
wow.
Are you serious?
Sarah, with a vengeance.
Ooh.
The next person to correctly answer this question will win the game. Sarah, all the way down, came back to tie the game. It's called Think Fast, 4-4. Think Fast. Name a bar in Austin that starts with D.
Dick's Sporting Goods. Dogwood.
Damn.
Oh,
Alex,
my God. What
Franco,
just happened?
Your
that
favorite
is like
bar,
Alex's spot.
Dirty
what
Bills. You did
bar.
Not even
I
answer that one.
Dogwood. What?
Oh,
Dogwood.
God.
Yeah. Dogwood.
Jason and all. Womack's texting me here in a second saying, seriously?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What was that smack you were like, oh, me doing Taylor Swift before you was like, you yelling out NASCAR. Like, you think Dogwood in your face.
We go together.
Last night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
The CEOs of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, and Google all testified before a House subcommittee over accusations that they've stifled competition in their industry. I don't like to pass judgment, but these guys made the cast of The Big Bang Theory look like the Avengers. It was basically like the Super Bowl of guys who were picked last in sports.
Live from the Mix 94.7 studios, this is Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates.
In the red corner, he's a nice guy. Coming in at 6 foot with nice hair and a nice beard. He loves his dog Joe, Rock Rose for drinks, and floating the river. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Kane.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Kane, tell us about your bad Tinder date.
Oh, my God. Okay, so she picked the restaurant. And don't get me wrong, that's a really nice change of pace, and I am super glad to go along with that. But we get there, and I find out that she's just trying to get back at her ex because her ex is a chef at this restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an open kitchen. So we sit at the bar, and I'm just staring at her ex the entire time.
Oh, man.
Dude. I ended up getting super wasted. Because, you know, she and the ex, they're not on good terms. None of the meal ended up comp. She didn't cover anything. I ended up paying $75 for just her alcohol. I blocked out what food even cost. Absolutely
Dude.
Terrible date.
Did you think about leaving?
I thought about leaving numerous times. But the little, like, nice guy in me, I guess, guilted me into actually sticking around.
All right, y'all, that was Kane. Now, let's head to the blue corner. Megan is a 5'4" brunette from Texas A&M. She knows how to cook one thing, eggs, but she knows how to make all the drinks. She currently is unemployed and has put together 10 puzzles during COVID. Alex and Sarah, let's welcome Megan.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Megan. So let's hear about your bad Tinder date.
Okay, so I'm an actress, and I'm also bartending, which is not really happening right now because of COVID. And I went out with this guy, super cute, seemed super smart, kept telling me how to do my job, kept telling me how to live my life. He spent the whole date, this and that, what industry I should go into because I'm out of work, and why unemployment is taking from the government. Like, I don't want to hear about politics, you know, how he could never take from the government, why I should move. If I want to be an actress, I should go to Los Angeles, I should go to New York. And he had a plan for his life when he was 22, and why didn't I have a plan? It was just, it kept going. And he was like, well, you can't be a mom one day if you're a bartender. It was like unbelievable. Like, I couldn't understand how he didn't hear himself. And you know what? To be honest, I left and I was like feeling terrible about myself, terrible about my choices. You can imagine like being criticized that much for so long. It was terrible. He was just, ugh. How can someone talk to someone else like that?
I don't know. That's like mansplaining is what he was doing, right? That's what that's called? Mansplaining?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Mansplaining.
Yeah. Is that mansplaining, though? I don't. I just feel like that's just being a jerk. It's not necessarily
mansplaining. He wasn't living my life. He was not an actor. Yeah, and so it's like him telling me what I'm supposed to do. Like, who needs that, you know?
So who had the worst Tinder date? Is it Kane? Kane's date picked the restaurant. It ended up being because her ex is the chef. If you thought Kane had the worst Tinder date, text Juan to 51993. Or if you think Megan, who went on a date with a man that just kept telling her everything about how she should live her life, if that was the worst date, text 2 to 51993. We'll have the results coming up next on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app. All right, it's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates. It's Kane versus Megan. All right, so who had the worst Tinder date? Kane actually went out with a girl, and she chose a restaurant, which he loved, except for the fact that she chose a restaurant because she wanted to get back at her ex, who was the chef there. So they sat at the bar and just stared into the open kitchen where
so messed up.
Her ex-boyfriend, the chef, was working. He said she drank and drank and drank. The liquor alone was $75.
Man.
Megan went to went out to eat with a guy, and he just told her how she's doing everything in her life wrong. So who had the worst Tinder date? Text 1 for Kane, 2 for Megan. Sarah has the results, and who won in Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates?
It was no contest. It is Kane all the way.
Wow.
Kane, congratulations.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Finally, something good came out of that.
Yeah, finally. Exactly. Wow. All right, well, we're leading the nation in something for the University of Texas, but it ain't good. And more news on the iconic Matthew McConaughey all on the way. What's trending in just minutes on Mix.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
There is an amazing video on YouTube right now, a guy going viral after he used an aerosol can. Have y'all seen this? He wanted to show how well masks work, so he took some flammable starter fluid and sprayed it at an open flame.
Mm-hmm.
Without a mask in front of the can, it hit the flame and caused a fireball from 6 feet away. Mm-hmm. But with a mask, it didn't even happen from 6 inches away.
Oh, dang.
It's really cool. It's a great visual to see that masks really work.
Totally.
I just don't understand these anti-maskers, and I'm starting to see a lot more of these people that are starting to catch the Rona. A congressman from Texas, dum-dum Louie Gohmert, was diagnosed with COVID-19, which isn't totally shocking since he's been anti-mask. But he did start wearing masks recently because he is in meetings that they are required, and now he is saying, I caught the Rona because I wore the mask.
It is interesting, and I don't know about everybody, but when I have a mask on, I'm moving it to make it comfortable. And I can't help but wonder if that puts some germs in the mask. If keep the hands off your mask Anyway, who knows?
That is Louis Gohmert, a congressman representing the great state of Texas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not how you got the germs in your mask.
Do not get the germs that way. Then there's some positives. Like, for instance, I just read an article that said Austin is handling this better than any other large Texas city.
Bro, I'm not going to get happy because we got happy this last time. And then we're like, woo! And then the parks were full, everyone letting loose. And then look what happened. So, well, it's like, I'm going to lay low.
How about this? Now, we're hearing that the University of Texas at Austin has the most reported coronavirus cases across every public four-year college in the United States of America.
Clearly, that's a national report because you said the University of Texas at Austin. That's just sad.
Well,
that we made national news like that.
I wanted to make sure that people knew that we're talking about this University of Texas.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yeah, that according to the New York Times. It also includes every private institution that competes in Division I sports or is a member of an elite group of research universities. UT, y'all, as of Tuesday, has 449 reported cases of COVID-19. In
wow.
other words,
what does that mean?
The University of Texas is the national champion when it comes to coronavirus. Congratulations.
Is the tower on?
I like the tower.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
It means...
Like, does that mean students currently on campus? Does that mean they're counting everybody from that very beginning of all those students who went down to Mexico and came back? Like, when you go get a COVID testing, do you check that you're a University of Texas student? Like, I guess, like, how are they quantifying that?
If you are a student at the University of Texas and you have tested positive for coronavirus, then you will be included in this study.
Sarah, I just direct messaged you the handle for the New York Times. You can ask them during the commercial.
The University of Central Florida was second with 438, followed by 390 at the University of Georgia, 249 at the University of Washington, and 217 at the University of Florida. Locally, Texas State University in San Marcos, y'all. Mm-hmm. 5 cases.
What? That's it?
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that's great.
449 at UT, Texas State, 5.
Wow. So we all know it is a crazy time that we're living in right now, so it's a breath of fresh air when you see places like Austin Eastsiders opening up on Barton Springs Road in the old home of Uncle Billy's. Bravo. I hope
Yay.
You do well.
All right.
Yeah.
So we know that along with ciders, they're going to actually have food like apps and sandwiches. I know like a bunch of different pizzas. So that's cool. And they're doing it like curbside as well. But this is sad. So McDonald's, which I never thought in my life I would see this happening, but several things like happening this year I never thought either. But McDonald's is speeding up closures of previously planned future stores. For instance, slow performing McDonald's.
Wait,
they were going to close.
Future. They're already closing stores that haven't even opened yet?
Future stores that they were planning on closing down.
Like, oh, gotcha.
Slow performing stores like years from now that they're like going to phase out. They're speeding up, y'all. So this year we're going to see 200 McDonald's close in the U.S. And
wow.
Majority of them are going to be in Walmart locations. I mean, raise your hand if you haven't had a, you know, McDonald's in a Walmart, or is it just me that has it?
Never. I've never.
Oh, is it just me?
No.
Something about eat. Well, first of all, I don't go to Walmart.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. But second of all, something about eating inside Walmart. Just those two things don't really go together
for me. You, so I live in an apartment like in Southwest Austin. And literally, the only McDonald's near me was the one on Mopac and 290 in the Walmart. And so I would go there sometimes. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if that's one of the ones that's going to be affected, but that McDonald's, they weren't making sandwiches with love. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you make a sandwich with love, you can taste it. The condiments spread all over. Like, you know, my Big Mac sauce was evenly put in there. And I'm like, it just wasn't that great. But it is sad, man. Again, 200 Walmart's going to be closing this year, and most of them in Walmart locations. So if that was your jam like me, rest in peace, man.
Dun, I mean, dun, seriously, dun, dun. It's going to be so hard for you to find a McDonald's now, Alex.
I know. What are you going to do?
It was. I'm telling you.
What
the one
are you going to do?
Sarah, the one in South Austin, Slaughter and Manchaca, it's closed because they're rebuilding it. I mean, literally, it got plowed over. The one in Westlake I went to was closed for a day because it had a pipe break. So where does that leave
you
with?
A day.
McDonald's and the Walmart.
Well, Matthew McConaughey, you can add author to his long list of accomplishments, because in October, Matthew McConaughey will be debuting his new book, Green Lights, which will be a collection of anecdotes, poetry lessons, and, quote, damn good yarns from his life.
Ever since I learned to write, I've been keeping a journal. 2 years ago, I worked up the courage to take all of those journals off into solitary confinement just to see what the hell I had. And I returned with a book. Yes. This is my sights and scenes, my nices and means, successes and failures, stories, people, places, poems, prayers, prescribes, and a whole lot of bumper stickers. It's called Green Lights because it's a story about how I have, and we all can, catch more of them in this life we're living. You see, we don't like the red and yellow lights because they take up our time, right?
Man, if you weren't smiling before you heard that, I mean, anything that Matthew McConaughey says just puts a smile on my face.
Does he have to write some of this stuff out? Like, how does he just, like, spontaneously rhyme?
Yeah, I
he
think he's that
this
good.
This is not a traditional memoir or advice book, but rather a playbook based on adventures in my life.
Awesome.
So, there you go. Coming out in October. Green Lights.
The University of Texas has the highest reported number of COVID-19 cases across all colleges in the whole U.S. of A. McDonald's will close 200 restaurants this year. Half of them will be inside Walmart stores. And Matthew McConaughey has written a memoir. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and also online and on demand in the radio.com app. There are winners and there are losers in this global pandemic. And I feel like one of the winners is television, especially
Seriously.
Streaming services like Netflix, because we are watching more TV than ever. At least I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
We are stuck at home. We're always looking for things to watch. You know, it's interesting. They always say this about Netflix. It takes longer to find something to watch than it actually does to watch whatever it is you were looking for in the first
100%.
place.
100%.
That's so funny.
It's like, oh, I don't know about this one. So what are we watching? Well, we'll tell you about some shows or movies that we have recently watched that we really like and we think that you will like as well, because I feel like we're all receptive to hearing ideas for good shows or movies. Certainly, at least I want to hear your pitch. So, Sarah Osborne, let's hear your pitch on something you're watching right now that we may be interested in.
So, Peacock is the new NBC streaming service, and it popped up on my television, and I was like, ooh, maybe there's something good over there. So I clicked on it, and they had lots of movies, and then I realized that not everything is for free at Peacock. Some things you actually have to pay for. So then I started searching what was for free, and there was a documentary about Ryan Lochte. And I know that sounds really weird. And I love swimming, and I really have not been on the Ryan Lochte train over the past few years, especially in Rio when they had the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he got held to gunpoint. Maybe he didn't. Then he lied. Maybe he didn't. Well, this documentary talks about it all. And y'all, I am Team Lochte. Like, talk about an underdog story now. I am going to follow this dude until the Olympics next year.
Stop
in
it.
Hopes that he makes his fifth Olympics. Like, he is a changed man.
Wow.
It is a happy story.
You really buy in all this?
I do. I really, really do.
That says a lot, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It just made me so happy. And it made me really look back at Rio at how ridiculous it all was and how it kind of got blown out of proportion. Like, I just thought it was really cool. And I'm like, I am going to support that dude all the way. I started following him on Instagram. I'm liking all his posts. I'm in.
Wow. Okay. Well, then I guess I probably can guess the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I've always felt that he's kind of like a big goof, like a bloop bloop.
Oh, yeah.
And just 100%. Not real smart.
Oh, I don't think he's very smart, but he's a great athlete.
Oh, okay. So we're liking him because of he's a good athlete, not because he's a good human being or very smart.
Ooh.
Well, and because he owned up to his mistakes, and he now is a father and married and has been living in an apartment in Florida, and I think has been humbled, and I think it's changed him.
All right.
Alex, what are you watching?
So I have a show that I watched that normally I'd never watch, but since everyone is talking about it, I had to see what the hype was all about. And we talked about last week about how Zac Efron had a dad bod, and he does not have a dad bod. I watched this whole web documentary series on Netflix called Down to Earth with Zac Efron.
Yeah.
This is everything against what I do. Like, everything that Zac Efron is, I love the guy. I really, really, really do. He kind of reminds me like dopey just dude as well.
Yeah.
But he's very open to stuff, and he owns a lot of stuff. Like, for instance, in one of the episodes, he says that, you know, I'm just tired of this. And I couldn't believe he said this because he put himself out there saying, I'm just tired of living in L.A. I'm tired of this fast hustle lifestyle of just, you know, stressed out and this and that. I just need a break. I want to move. And when I heard that, I'm like, dude, you could be like jeopardizing your career, but good for you for owning that. He has a beard, like a full-grown beard in most of it, and he plays with it just like I do with my beard. So I feel like we've like bonded. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Y'all do play with your beards.
Yeah, my wife is obsessed with it too. So obviously, if you like Zac Efron at all, you're really going to like this show. So might I recommend a movie? I love these type of movies. I watch them all, even if they're bad. The good news is this is not. It's actually really good. We love The Kissing Booth on Netflix and actually had it in our calendar on the release of The Kissing Booth 2.
Yeah.
And I am a huge fan of this girl. Her name is Joey King. She's the star of The Kissing Booth. If you watch that miniseries called The Act, mm-hmm. where the mom is crazy and she convinced her daughter that she had all of these medical issues and she was in a wheelchair, yeah. and their daughter finally figured out that, oh my gosh, I can eat sugar or drink a Coke and nothing bad's going to happen to me, or oh my gosh, I can actually walk. It was based on a true story. Anyway, you saw her brilliance in that and her incredible acting skills come to life again in The Kissing Booth 2. Her name's Joey King. She, to me, is a superstar. And this movie is really, really good. If you watched it and you're sad that it's over, good news. They shot The Kissing Booth 3 in secret. It's already in post-production, and Netflix is going to release it in 2021.
That's so smart, just because like production has been shut down for several things, and you're going to have to wait forever, but not with this. That's good.
So to quickly recap, Sarah recommends watching the documentary about Ryan Lochte called In Deep. It's on the Peacock streaming service.
It's free.
Alex says, check out Down to Earth with Zac Efron on Netflix, and while you're there on the flicks, check out The Kissing Booth 2. Clocks in at 2 hours and 12 minutes, romantic comedy, really cute, starring who I think is one of the hottest new actresses in Hollywood, Joey King. Those are our recommended shows to keep you busy during lockdown.
His current record is 1,451 wins with just 124 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are reading for Heather. Heather lives in Luling, makes the commute to South Austin where she works as a title specialist. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Can't be Booker!
Heather!
Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play Can't Be Booker right now. Sarah is about to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I will come back in from outside this room and answer the exact same 5. Just need to get more right for me, more right than me to win. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it? Ready?
Yeah, I got it. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Good luck to you.
All right, Heather, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Thank you.
Question number 1. Joey King is 21 years old today. She currently is in The Kissing Booth. She got her start in a movie where she played Ramona Quimby. It was called Ramona and What? It was an adaptation of Beverly Cleary's book series.
I don't know.
Okay, how about this? Arnold Schwarzenegger is 73 years old today. Wow. What is his famous weightlifting move? His name is in it. What is it called? It's the Arnold what?
Arnold press.
Okay. Lisa Kudrow, 57 years old today. She played Michelle in a movie about friends from high school who go to their 10-year reunion. Do you know what it's called? Mira Sorvino.
I love her, but I don't know that one. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Nominees for the Emmys are out, and Watchmen led the way with 26 nominations. What network is Watchmen on?
Netflix.
And finally, Jerry O'Connell believes that his greatest performance ever was in the 1999 video for Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker is by what mega pop lady artist singer? I don't know how to describe her. She's one of the best. Well, not anymore, but she was one of the best. She still is. She just can't sing as well.
I know the song, but I must be nervous because I can't think of her name. We'll just say Whitney.
Okay, we'll bring her back in.
It's funny it happens like that. Don't sweat it, Heather. Booker! When you hear it, you're like, oh. Hey, hey,
hey. Hi.
Hey.
She got nervous today. I think she would have done way better if she had just been playing in her car, so she got one right.
Oh, no.
It was kind of tough. There was one that I couldn't get, at least.
Really?
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Joey King.
Wait, hold on.
21 years old.
Let me get that fancy music. All right, here we go.
Yep. Joey King, 21 years old today. I know you really like her. She's in the Kissing Booth.
Love
she
her.
Got her start as Ramona Quimby in the comedy film Ramona and What? It's based off the Beverly Cleary book series.
Beezus.
Yes.
Is that right?
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It's actually Beezus and Ramona, and then the movie was Ramona and Beezus. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 73 years old today.
Not to be confused with Kanye's new album.
Oh, Yeezus. Thank you.
I'm laughing.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, 73 years old today.
Yeah.
He has a famous like weightlifting move with his name in it. It's the Arnold what?
Beats me. I've never heard of such a thing.
That's the same one I couldn't get. Yeah.
I've never heard it. I had no idea he had a famous weightlifting move. The Arnold, what's that thing where you do like deadlift? The Arnold deadlift.
It's the Arnold press, which is what she guessed, and she got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the radio or I would show you how to do it.
I've never, are you sure this is a famous saying? I've never heard of this in my life.
It's his move. I mean, it's named after him.
Okay.
Someone's like, do the Arnold press.
Never heard that.
Okay. I mean, I believe you. I just have never heard it.
It's probably because we don't go to the gym, maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why.
That's maybe why you and I haven't heard.
Probably why.
Maybe why. I was going to say the Arnold Palmer, but no.
I've heard of that. Yeah,
that's not the same guy.
It's funny how, like, when Booker doesn't get a question right, if he doesn't know the answer, it's that, well, I've never heard of it, so it must not be the right question.
If you haven't heard of it, then you argue. Should we back up the tape? I said, that doesn't mean it's not... Right.
Oh,
it just means I never heard of it. So that completely contradicts exactly what you just criticized me about.
It's just funny the shock and awe in your like voice. Like, well, I've never heard of it. I'm so confused. Lisa Kudrow is 57 years old today. She played Michelle in a movie about friends from high school who go to their 10-year reunion. What's it called?
Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion.
Yes. So good. Nominees for the Primetime Emmy Awards are out, and Watchmen led the way with 26 nominations. What network is Watchmen on?
I believe Watchmen is on Netflix.
Nope, HBO.
It's either Netflix or HBO.
Finally, Jerry O'Connell believes his greatest performance ever was in the 1999 video for Heartbreaker. Who performs Heartbreaker? One of the best voices ever, pop ladies.
Well,
but not so much anymore.
You probably don't Okay, so let me just break this down. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but Heartbreaker is Pat Benatar.
Heartbreaker, dream maker, love taker.
Don't you mess around with me, you're a heartbreaker.
That's the big
hit. That came out in 1999?
No, it did not. That's why I'm going to go with what I believe the correct answer to be, and that is... Mariah Carey, but I can't think of how that song goes to save my life.
Bro, it was with Jay-Z. That's like the early Jay-Z, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Was it good?
Well, I mean, it was a hit.
It was?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going with it.
Yeah.
I'm sure once I hear it.
It's one of those. I mean.
Yeah.
3 out of 5, Booker.
All right. Wow, that's it. Not my best performance.
See, it was tough, Heather. Don't feel bad, Heather.
Not at all.
Yeah,
when y'all said them again, I totally knew like 4 of them. I was like, oh.
I know.
Always.
It's so hard.
Always.
All good, girl.
Well, thank you so much for playing.
Yes, sir. Well, this is Heather from Luling, and I can't beat Booker.
Good try.
It was the number one hit. Heartbreaker.
Mariah Carey looks very young. I mean, well, duh, because it's 1999. She looks like a kid in this video.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a trip down memory lane when you watch it. Jay-Z looks like he's 30 in the video because he's like 60 now.
I mean, he is in his 50s, isn't he?
Yeah, he has to be.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. All right, wait, hold on. Here it is. Here's a Heartbreaker.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. Oh duh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course. I remember that. All right. Coming up next, y'all, it's Waiting by the Phone. This is going to be so much fun with Brett and Karen. It's our anti-ghosting segment. If it's ever happened to you, we're here to help, and that's exactly what we're going to do coming up in 2 minutes right here on Mix.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The drugstore chain Rite Aid added facial recognition systems to 200 stores across the country over the last 8 years. Incidentally, 8 years ago was the last time someone spotted a Rite Aid employee. Hello? Someone unlocked the razors?
We understand the pain when you go out with somebody, you feel like everything is good, and then just never hear from them again. It's our God Ghosted segment. We're here to help. Waiting by the Phone. Alex and Sarah, say hi to Karen.
Karen!
Hey! Hi.
Karen! Oh, man.
Hey!
Hey, not all Karens are Karens.
Right?
And hopefully this
please,
Karen is not a Karen.
Spread the word.
All right, so what happened with Brett?
Well, you know what? I'm so tired of spending the night with guys and then them not calling. And Brett is the same way. He calls me like every 2 weeks. And, you know, it's probably my fault. I fall for it every time. And he'll say, like, oh, he's just busy, you know, and then he'll take me out. And I totally, like, it really feels like he was just busy, you know what I mean? And he'll, like, wine and dine me and all that. And then I'll go back to his place, and then he ghosts me. So this time it's actually been over 3 weeks, and I haven't heard anything. I'm fed up, and I'm wondering what the heck's going on.
Let's call him.
Hello?
Hello, Brett?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I knew we were calling you, but you totally took me off guard.
Totally. His voice threw me off. It's just so high. Like, usually early this early, it's like, hello.
Hey, don't hang up. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're calling you for the morning show on Mix 94.7 for our segment called Waiting by the Phone. I also want you to say hi to Karen. We have her on the line as well. Now, we're not calling for any other reason but just to help Karen get some closure. She said that you guys have been talking, and then you disappear, and then you come back, and then you disappear, and that's what we do on this segment. We try to get to the bottom of it. So, how you doing?
Hi, Karen. I'm good.
Hey.
Brett, Karen just really wants to know the answer to the question of, like, what did she do that makes you vanish?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
You know, I got her back to my place, and you know, things, they were good, but I have security cameras at my place. So I looked at the cameras in the morning. I noticed that she had gotten up and was roaming around my house, which is cool, you know. And I see her on the cameras. She made a sandwich.
Which, oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, man, she didn't eat much on the date, which I was like, she's probably hungry, which is cool. Hey, make me a sandwich. Go ahead, girl.
Oh, man.
You know, that didn't creep me out, but check this out. Once she finished the sandwich, she started going through, like, my drawers and stuff, and that's when I was like, oh, hell no.
Okay, yeah. All right. Stand by for a second.
Yeah.
Karen, that's a big no-no, girl.
Look at her laughing.
Is that true?
Okay, look, I'm not going to deny it, but, like, it's not that big of a deal. Everybody does that. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
Like, you've never snooped in someone's house. Come on.
Yep, everybody does it.
Wait, hold on. No, ma'am. Not everybody does it.
Yes, sir.
I know that you disagree, Sarah, because you came over to my house one time and crept in every single drawer and cabinet, so I know you do it.
Yeah. That's
but to different. Me, it's one of the most disrespectful things that you can do at someone's house is to go snooping through their stuff.
That you've been over at a girl's house in the bathroom, door closed, and you haven't opened up a medicine cabinet or a drawer.
Yeah, I mean, okay, but I'm not going
through
all their stuff.
Thank
yes,
you.
I mean, I would be lying if I didn't say that maybe I had opened a drawer or two.
Come on. Everybody just, like, does a little peek. You're just researching. That's all you're doing. You're just researching.
Yeah.
Due diligence.
No. I mean, the little drawers and this and that is fine, but Karen, you were going through my mail.
The mail, Karen?
Anything?
Just flipping through.
Just flipping through.
Just seeing what you
gosh.
Get. Just looking for some good coupons.
Wait, hold on. Brett, if this bothered you so much, and understandably so, why didn't you say something to her in the morning?
Look, I don't like drama. And this is immediately going to cause drama. And I didn't want to embarrass her. I'm just like, all right, you know, I'm done with her. I, you know, that's it. And no drama. Goodbye. That's it.
I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
Here's the thing. You're in the middle of the night. You make a sandwich. You're just chilling. You just stop and look at your sandwich. I mean, you get bored and you just look around and start just looking at the stuff.
Both of y'all need to zip it right now. There is no excuse to go snooping at someone's house. It's not cool.
Turn on the TV or something. What are you doing going through my mail?
I'll tell you what, though. You find out who the real person is when you do that. Like, I once was dating this girl, and I went to the bathroom, her apartment, and I was in her bathroom, and I opened back her shower curtain just look inside, and the shower floor was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life, and I could never look at her feet the same again.
I can understand that. And Sarah, it doesn't surprise me because I know her history, but you, Alex, just to say that it's okay to go snooping through someone's home is a little surprising.
Well, snooping in certain things, like the kitchen area, is fine. You don't hide stuff in the kitchen drawers and all that, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Same thing with mail. And by the way, who gets mail anymore?
All of us.
Every day.
I get junk all the time, never good stuff.
All right. So, Brett, are you saying that you don't think there's any reconciliation possible here?
No, not a chance.
No.
Damn, that's cold. Not a chance. You can just say no.
Well, Karen, don't listen to Sarah. I agree. Snooping, not
really
a good idea.
Here.
Come on now. If she's going through my mail, what else is she going to go through? Get it through your head.
I think, Brett, you're going to be single forever if you have a problem with it. Everybody does it.
Well, okay. What we learned here is just look for security cameras.
Seriously, next time notice for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.